The next coach in the teleconference is Rutgers' Kyle Flood. The Scarlet Knights are 1-2 in conference, 3-3 overall. Rutgers hosts Ohio State on Saturday night, an 8 p.m. kickoff to appear on ABC. Coach, thanks for joining us.
I appreciate it.
You can give us an update, Dave, and then we'll take a few questions.
Sure. We had certainly an exciting game with a great finish on Saturday against a really well-coached, talented Indiana football team. And now we got to turn the page and get ready for Ohio State, you know, the well-deserved number one team in the country. They certainly look that way on film. Very, very talented, very well-coached. They run very well as a team. They're explosive, and they've got a lot of experience. So we'll have to play very well to be 1-0 on Saturday night. Questions?
All right. Thanks, Coach. Let's go to questions.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Tim May with Columbus Dispatch.
Hey, thank you very much. Hi, Coach. I was wondering if, as you watch video of Ohio State, when you see JT Barrett in the game, obviously you saw a lot of him last year. What does he bring to the table from a coach's standpoint from what you see?
He's a dynamic athlete, you know, somebody who can score from anywhere on the field. And you have to pay so much attention to him in the run game that it creates one-on-ones in the other parts of the field. And that's, you know, the philosophy of their offense, and it's what really makes them tough to defend.
As you prepare, are you getting ready to face JT Barrett, or are you preparing for both JT and Cardale Jones?
I think you got to get ready to play them both. There's no question. And certainly both guys can throw it and both guys can run it, but they do a little more with one and a little less with the other. But both guys are capable of doing all that. So, you know, we as a defense, we have to prepare for both those guys.
And one other quickie, do you expect Carew to play on Saturday night? And could you speak a little bit to Colton Agudasi, however how you pronounce it? I mean, he had a tremendous game on Saturday. What he gives you from a supplemental standpoint?
I didn't quite catch the second. I think the first part of the question was if I expected Leonte to play Saturday night, and we don't know that yet. We'll have an update a little later in the week. He didn't practice today, I would tell you that. But what was the second half of the question?
Agudasi, speak on the money brings to the table. Yeah.
Yeah, Carlton is somebody who's been working hard in our program for a couple of years now, and sometimes when you're behind a guy as talented as Leonte, you don't get that much playing time. But what he's done a great job of this year is being ready when called, and nothing changes about our offense when Carlton goes in the game. I think you saw that late in the game last week. Leonte goes down at the end of the third quarter, and Carlton comes in and plays the rest of the game and makes some big plays, an explosive play to help us in the last drive, a third down catch. So I'm proud of him. I'm proud of how hard he's worked. I think it's a testament to how mentally tough he is to be able to do it, and we've got high expectations for him when he's out there.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of CN.com.
Just looking back real quickly, what stood out most to you about Nate Sudfeld's passing performance last week, and do you think he showed maybe he's one of the better quarterbacks in the league?
I think he's absolutely one of the better quarterbacks in the league and one of the better quarterbacks that we've faced here in the last couple of years. I mean, we've faced some pretty good ones, some guys who moved on to the NFL. Nate's an impressive guy. He's big. He's strong. He's not even 100% healthy. And we had him sacked a couple times, and he was able to get away from us and make some plays. But he's got a big arm. He's very accurate. I think he's got all – again, I don't know him personally, and I don't coach him on a daily basis, but what I see are all the attributes that you would want in a quarterback.
Our next question comes from the line of Bill Landis with Cleveland.com.
Yeah, Kyle, it looks like maybe from the numbers, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like you guys are packing a little bit more of a punch in the run game this year than you were last year, and I know you had some injuries last year, but could you maybe kind of assess your run game right now, where you think it's at, how you guys are doing in that area?
I think we've been effective so far. I think we're averaging 4.9 a carry, close to 200 a game. It's really what we need to do to operate on offense. Philosophically, I think all offenses are trying to create space. Everybody's got a little bit different way of doing it. But for us, you know, running the ball creates the one-on-one matchups that we want, and running it effectively forces defense to add people to the box. And we've got a talented group of running backs, and that certainly helps, you know, from Paul James to Josh Hicks to Robert Martin. All three of them from time to time have been the feature back in games statistically and have showed up big for us. So and that kind of played out again on last Saturday, where maybe Robert had a little bit bigger game, but at the same time, Paul James comes into the game and on third and one rips off a 40-yard touchdown. So, you know, we've got some good players there. That's always a good starting point. And philosophically, you know, for our offense to work the way we want it to, it's critical that we're able to run the football.
And how important of a weapon can that be against Ohio State, just in terms of running the ball and keeping it and keeping that Ohio State offense off the field?
Sure. I've been asked that question before when you play the up-tempo offenses. And I think the accurate answer is it's effective as long as you're scoring touchdowns, because you know, you're playing against a very explosive offense in what Ohio State does. They're averaging 37 points a game, so you better be ready to score some points if you're going to want to be 1-0 against them. So I think time of possession is good. It's not a negative. We like it when we have the ball more than the other team, but it's critical that the drives end in touchdowns for it to really work.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Keith Sargent with NJ.com.
Hey, Kyle, with Janarian Grant questionable, who would be your primary kick returner and your punt returner?
We haven't made a decision on the punt returner just yet. Other guys that have worked the kick return would be Robert Martin and Josh Hicks. Those are guys we've worked back there. And I remember going to see Josh Hicks when we were recruiting him down in Palmetto, and he ripped off a kickoff return for a touchdown in the game that I was watching. I think it was Palmetto versus Manatee, so they're playing a good football team. So I, even though he hasn't had a chance necessarily to do it in the game, I've got a lot of confidence in him. But the punt return, we have not made a decision on yet.
Okay, thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Bill Rabinowitz with Columbus Dispatch.
Yes, Kyle, this is year two of you and Maryland in the Big Ten. How do you think that's gone for you, and what do you think you and Maryland have added to the Big Ten?
I think, you know, I wouldn't speak, you know, for Maryland. That wouldn't be my place to do that. I thought when invited to the Big Ten, and now having experienced it for a season and a half, I really feel like we're a great fit in the Big Ten. I think academically, the mission of our university is the same as the mission of the universities in the Big Ten. Our academic standing as a university, I think, stands very well with our other schools in this conference. You know, from a football standpoint, when we came in, I believe we were a program that had gone to 8 bowl games in 9 years. Now it's 9 bowl games in 10 years. You know, we've had the success on the field as a football program that I think the conference would have liked to add. And I think the media market speaks for itself. In this day and age, those things are important in the landscape of college football. So I think we're a perfect fit. We knew that this conference was going to be a challenge, that week in and week out, we're playing really, really talented, well-coached, physical football teams. We expected that on the way in, and it has certainly played out that way.
And what do you expect the atmosphere to be like on Saturday night?
Saturday night will be the best atmosphere in all of college football. Anybody who's ever been to a primetime night game at High Point Solutions Stadium will tell you that. The country got a little glimpse of it a couple weeks ago when we played Michigan State, and I think it'll be amped up even a little bit higher this week with the number one team in the country coming to town.
Thanks, Kyle.
All right, Coach. Appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, guys.